This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with travel writer and guidebook researcher Robert Reed. Apparently, you're a Billy Joel fan, so what did you do?
Okay, yeah, I grew up on Billy Joel, and I feel like if I could kind of go back to my inner 14-year-old and take whatever kind of dreams and weird passions I had and make them into trips.
Yeah.
And so one time I took all the lyrics of Billy Joel, and I realized that he gives a really good sense of place in a lot of his songs. Scenes from Italian Restaurant, Bottle of Red, Bottle of White. He talks about, you know, the neighbor, the village green that he grew up with. There's tons of references to Long Island, just outside of New York, between the Hamptons and New York City. So I went there using his lyrics as a guidebook. And I ended up having this hilarious experience. I met people that, you know, used to hear him practice his piano in Hicksville, New York. And I went by the Sears Roebuck from Only the Good Die Young and Cold Spring Harbor, where he, you know, now lives, and he named his first album after. And so I just used his own references as a guidebook. And what it did is it kind of, in a way, brought me back to my inner 14, 15-year-old self and kind of, you know, gave a little dream to them, to that guy. But at the same time, it made me hear the songs very differently because I have this amazing personal, physical connection to the places he was talking about. And, you know, that's not for everyone, but you know what? It meant something to me. And I think that's the way people can get creative with itineraries in all kinds of different things, things that are in the zeitgeist, things that are on your shelf from when you're 15 or 20 or whatever, passions that have been that are still hanging around. You can make itineraries out of them, and that's often what travel writers do.
And that gives your trip an extra angle and extra intimacy, and it gives you that souvenir of when you go home, your Billy Joel music will be even more enjoyable. Of course, Beatle fans do that in Liverpool. I was just talking to somebody who's a guide for the Van Morrison Trail in Belfast.
And, fun.
I grew up loving Edvard Grieg, and when you go to the fjord where he was inspired to write his music, that music becomes more enjoyable after you get back home.